Violence and protests ignited by the disputed Kenyan election last week seem to have been tamped down in Nairobi after the government announced Friday it will allow new presidential elections if ordered by the Supreme Court. International observers say the vote, which returned President Mwai Kibaki to office for a second term, was flawed by corruption. Gangs tied to Kenya's tribal groups launched attacks and revenge killings 10 days ago. President Kibaki is Kikuyu, the tribe that's dominated Kenyan politics for the 44 years since independence. Opposition leader Raila Odinga is from the Luo ethnic group. Also on Friday, Nobel Peace Laureate Desmond Tutu held talks with President Kibaki and expressed the hope that different groups would hold negotiations. President Kibaki told a U.S. diplomat today he's willing to form a unity government. Mr. Odinga continues to demand a negotiated settlement. Stephen Morrison directs the Africa program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Supporters of President Kibaki and Mr. Odinga have both use the word genocide to describe the violence. Is that, I don't want to get caught up in semantics, and obviously people have died, but is that the word you'd use?
No, that's not the word I would use. It certainly raised the specter that this is a situation that may come to resemble that of Rwanda from 94, and I think that was the deliberate motivation behind the choice of that particular term. What we did see was hundreds of people killed in gruesome fashion on an ethnic basis, and the displacement of, by last estimates, about 180,000 people. That was shocking to the leadership on both sides. The leadership on both sides also bears a certain responsibility for having engineered some of that violence. As to meeting the definition of genocide, I don't think you can say this is state-directed genocide. I don't think that it approaches the intent to destroy an ethnic entity. What it amounts to is a spasm of inter-ethnic violence in communities that are in very close range of one another. We've seen this in earlier electoral contests in Kenya, in which one community felt that it was robbed of its just rewards electorally and resorted to violence.
When you accuse the leadership of both sides of, in some ways, abetting, if not exactly inventing this violence, what do you mean exactly?
Well, what I mean by this is that each side has resorted increasingly to use of youth gangs to enforce their will in local electoral settings. This is a trend that has gotten a lot of note from close observers there who were back in the latter part of 07 warning that these instruments of local violence were in place and were being used as enforcers in the electoral process and could be turned against innocent civilians.
What kind of resolution can you foresee, Mr. Morrison?
There's a couple of very obvious steps that need to happen, and these are the steps that are under negotiation right now. One is a cooling-off period, a return to some kind of interim shared governance. Keep in mind, for the first period of the Kibaki government, Raila Odinga was a partner within that coalition. There's no reason why you couldn't come to some sort of interim arrangement and then set the clock back and rerun the elections under more guarded circumstances.
The phrase that keeps coming up is a made-in-Kenya solution, as opposed to something brokered by the U.S., the European Union, or the United Nations.
I think that is accurate and telling about Kenya as a society and as a polity. It was the initiative of the independent, prominent, respected Kenyan figures who stepped forward and put these ideas on the table, mm-hmm. and then rallied and invited Bishop Tutu to come in and engaged with the diplomatic community leadership to bring them around on this. And that's a source of great promise and hope, I believe, for Kenya.
Stephen Morrison, who's director of the Africa Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.